بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد المرسلين وإمام المتقين سيدنا وحبيبنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقهوا قولي. اللهم لا تكلني إلى نفسي طرفة عين ولا أقل من ذلك. Our Honorable MC Brother Khalid, our Honorable and Beloved Mullah Abdul Rahman Khan, all our Honorable and Beloved respected Ulama, all my Honorable and Beloved mothers and fathers and sisters and brothers and beloved youth and children, وحييكم بتحية الإسلام. I greet you with the greetings of Islam. وتحية الإسلام سلام. And the greetings of Islam is peace. فالسلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. So I greet you with the universal greetings of love and peace and mercy. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. My dear beloved ones, I am indeed very honored to be here today with your honorable selves. And furthermore, I'm extremely honored to have been asked to speak about a very an amazing topic and an important topic. A very important topic, and that is loving him, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Loving our beloved Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But before I'm going to speak about loving him, our beloved Nabi Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, I would love to just quickly draw your attention or ask you to look at the love of Allah towards our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And there are many ways and many ayat to explain Allah's love towards our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. But allow me to ask you to look deep into the following information of nur and the following information of love. A very short ayah that all of us know, and that is قوله سبحانه وتعالى إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل وسلم على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين. So think about it, my dear ones. In this ayah, Allah wants us to know that Allah loves and Allah honors and Allah cares for our beloved Nabi Muhammad so much that He, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, continuously and on a daily basis puts salah and blessings and mercy on our beloved Nabi Muhammad. But please listen to this also, that indeed Allah will put continuously, in other words, also on a daily basis, on us. When we, with love and passion, if we put on a daily basis, salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My beloved ones, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves and cares so much for His beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that He, Allah, has placed all around the world and appointed malaika to make sure that our salawat, wherever we are in this world, when we put salawat on Rasulullah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has appointed malaika to deliver our salawat directly to our beloved Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Wasma'u ila hadha al-hadith, and listen to this hadith. The Nabi Muhammad says, أكثر الصلاة علي. Increase to put salawat on me. فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ وَكَّلَ مَلَكًا عِنْدَ قَبْرِي. Because Allah has appointed an angel at my qabr. فَإِذَا صَلَّ عَلَيَّ رَجُلٌ مِنْ أُمَّتِي. So when a person of my ummah put salawat on me, قَالَ لِي ذَلِكَ الْمَلَكُ, then that angel will tell me, يَا مُحَمَّدْ إِنَّ فُلَانَ بَنُ فُلَانٍ صلى عليك. Such and such a person, your name and the name of your father, such and such a person has put salah on you, Ya Rasulullah. Allahumma salli wa sallim ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Allow me to share with you a beautiful hadith that I've only heard yesterday. And the reason why I make it a point to say that I only heard it and listened to it yesterday or recently is just to motivate me and all of us to make more effort to learn more about our beloved Nabi Muhammad and to learn more ahadith of Rasulullah. Because indeed, we must admit that there are so many ahadith of Rasulullah that we don't even know. I always tell people that there's another hadith that I've only learned last year when I was 61 years old. So I'm now 62 years old this year. So only at the age of 61 years, I heard this hadith of Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam when Rasulullah was asked, Ya Rasulullah, man ahabbu ibadillah ilallah. Ya Rasulullah, of all the people in the world, who are the most beloved to Allah? And our beloved Nabi Muhammad said, Ahsanuhum akhlaqa. Those of them were the best akhlaq. So these ahadith, you know, need to be close to our hearts. Who of us wouldn't love to be the closest to Allah and the most beloved to Allah? So the hadith that I only heard yesterday, it came via WhatsApp when this sheikh asked, why are we putting salawat on Rasulullah? And some people gave answers. And he said, no, that's fine. These answers are fine. But the reason why you're putting salawat on Rasulullah is recorded in the hadith. Sallu alayya fa inna salatakum alayya zakatun lakum. Put salawat on me because your salawat on me, it's a purification for you. It's a purification for your souls. It's a purification for your hearts. It's a purification for everything in your life. The salawat on Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. My dear ones, I want all of us to focus on a few lessons here today and take it home. We want to benefit out of this gathering here. It must not just be another gathering. It must just not be just a formality. We're coming on a Saturday afternoon. We were invited by DTI. No, we want to go home and we want to improve our lives. We want to get closer to Allah. We want to get closer to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So for example, the hadith that I just mentioned, that increase the salawat on Rasulullah. So we must remember, because the more we put salawat on Rasulullah, the more Allah will grant us that our hearts will be pure. Our souls will be pure because of the barakah and the nur of the salawat on our beloved Nabi Muhammad. So just imagine, my dear ones, yes, our beloved Nabi Muhammad left this world. But indeed, as a believer, we would love to have a direct relationship with Allah, with our beloved Nabi Muhammad. And Allah has granted us this direct channel and means when we put salawat on Rasulullah and our beloved Nabi, then our salawat goes directly to Rasulullah with our names and the names of our fathers. Now we're coming to our topic, loving Him sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allow me to say that I think, or I would love to believe, that each and every Muslim in this world loves Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But as in the case of taqwa and iman and ikhlas and so forth, there are different levels. People have got taqwa, but people are on different levels. Like for example, Allah says, وَسِيقَ الَّذِينَ اتَّقَوْا رَبَّهُمْ إِلَى الْجَنَّةِ زُمَرًا. The people of taqwa, they will be led to the Jannah, but they will be in different groups. They will be grouped according to their level of taqwa. So likewise, all Muslims, they love Rasulullah, but they are on different levels. For example, just recently I read somewhere that some Muslims and some salihin, When they just hear somebody speaks about Rasulullah, then they start to cry. Look at that level of iman. May Allah grant us also to... In fact, we were very close now when Sheikh Qasim was sitting here and speaking about Rasulullah. We were close to tears. to hear that Rasulullah came so much for us. And he was making so much istighfar for us. So the main purpose or the main idea why we have gathered here today around these topics is to look and to work out how can we take our love for Rasulullah to another level. To another level. We don't want to be stagnant. We don't want to stay on the same level. We want to every day or every 6 months or every year, we want to move to another level in loving Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And let us start with a hadith narrated by Anas ibn Malik radhiyallahu anhu. When the person came to Rasulullah, and it was mentioned by Sheikh Qasim also, and he said, Ya Rasulullah, Mata sa'a, when is the hour of judgment? And then the Nabi Muhammad asked him, Ma a'dadta laha, what did you prepare for the day of judgment? Qala, and he said, La shay'a, not much, Ya Rasulullah, illa anni uhibbullaha wa rasulahu. Except, not much preparations, except that I love Allah and I love Rasulullah. My whole life is about just loving Allah and love Rasulullah. Whatever I do, when I say something to a person, when I do something for my wife, or do something for my husband, or when I make him salah, when I go to the masjid, it's all about love for Allah and love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And then the Nabi Muhammad said, "Anta ma'a man ahbabt." You will be with whom you loved. Ya salam. So, looking into the words of Rasulullah with deep understanding, the Nabi Muhammad said to him, because of your love for Allah and because of your love for me, you will not only enter Jannah, you will enter the Jannah and you will be with me in the Jannah. Because of your love for Allah and your love for me, says Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. قال أنس رضي الله عنه أنس بن مالك said ما فرحنا بعد الإسلام فرحا أشد من قول النبي إنك ما أمن أحببت. أنس بن مالك says when we received the deen of Islam, we were extremely happy. We haven't experienced that extreme happiness more than when Rasulullah said these words that you will be with whom you love in Jannah. And Anas ibn Malik said, فَأَنَا أُحِبُّ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَأَبَا بَكْرٍ وَعُمْرٍ فَأَرْجُ أَنْ أَكُونَ مَعُمْ. So I love Allah and I love Rasulullah. And for example, I love Sayyidina Abu Bakr and Sayyidina Umar and I desire to be with him. Allahu Akbar. My beloved ones, اِعْلَمُوا أَنَّ حُبَّهُ صلى الله عليه وسلم طَاعَ وَكُرْبَهُ. This is another important statement that we need to take home. That the love for Rasulullah is in fact obedience to Allah. And not only obedience, it is a means of getting very close to Allah. To love Rasulullah, it's obedience and it is qurbah. It is a means of getting close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So by showing love to Rasulullah, it's like showing love to Allah. On the same basis, like Allah says in Quran, مَنْ يُطِعِ الرَّسُولِ فَقَدْ أَطَاءَ اللَّهُ. Whosoever obeys Rasulullah, you've in fact obeyed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear ones, the key question is, what is the true love to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? And let me repeat that question again and again. And what I mean by that is, not again and again, this is this program. That question we need to ask us continuously. Today, next week, in a month's time, almost every day, what is true love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? Or we can ask, what is considered to be true love for Rasulullah? Or we can put it this way, what is considered to be the highest level of love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam? And to answer that, allow me to share with you the following statement or concept. And that is, if a person claims that he loves Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then prove it by following Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So while the above is true, that is just a statement that we are making. While that is true, I want to remind you, my dear ones, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala takes it to another level. Allah says, "Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah." Allah doesn't say if you claim that you love Rasulullah. Now Allah takes it to another level. If you say and you claim that you love Allah, fattabi'uni, then follow Rasulullah. Follow Rasulullah. That is how important and how great is the love for our beloved Nabi Muhammad. Just listen to it again. Kul in kuntum tuhibbun Allah. Say, if you claim that you love Allah, then follow the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And because of you expressing your true love to my beloved Rasul, I will guarantee you my love. Yuhbibakumullah. I will guarantee you my love. My dear ones, I want to ask, shouldn't we repeat this statement? Or shouldn't we make sure that we write down this statement so that we can share it with our children, so that we can share it with the whole world? Listen again. Because of you expressing your true love to my beloved Rasul, this is the meaning of the ayah. I guarantee you and I promise you my love, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So my dear ones, if you have learned, for example, and you've read the life of Rasulullah, that Rasulullah alayhi wasalam made all his salah in the masjid, then you must also go make your salah with love for Rasulullah in the masjid. You're not just going to the masjid, you do it because Rasulullah did and you want to follow Rasulullah alayhi wasalam. If you know, for example, that the Nabi Muhammad used to fast every Monday and every Thursday, then you, if you fast on a Monday and you fast on a Thursday, then you do it out of love for Rasulullah. Then you will get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And very importantly, besides the ibadat of Rasulullah alayhi wasalam, we need to follow Rasulullah in the main purpose that Rasulullah came to this world. And what is the main purpose? It is recorded in the hadith of Rasulullah. The Nabi Muhammad says, "Innama bu'ithtu li'utammima makarim al-akhlaq." The actual reason and the real reason why I was sent to this world is to complete the best of conduct, the best of character. So we must strive and we must yearn to follow Rasulullah in the beautiful character and conduct of the Nabi Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. For example, the Nabi Ali Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was the best in controlling anger. This is when we talk about character, we always, you know, go for the top one. Because Al-Hilmu Sayyidul Akhlaq, to be able to control, to be able to be gentle at the time of anger, when somebody angers you, that is the master of all beautiful characteristics, to be able to control your anger. And so when we're going to do it, we're going to get the love of Allah. When we, for example, the Nabi Muhammad was said one day by his beloved wife, Sayyidina Aisha, "أَأَنْتَ الَّذِي تَزْأَمُ أَنَّكَ نَبِي?" Are you the one that think you're a Nabi? Yes. Subhanallah. What was the response of Rasulullah? فَتَبَسَّمَ Rasulullah. Nabi Muhammad just smiled. Now these are the lessons that we need to take home. I'm saying for the second time, this is not just another gathering. This is a beautiful gathering. This is an amazing gathering. This is a gathering of mahabbah, love. Love for Allah and love for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam. And I can feel that all of us, we love one another here for the sake of Allah. You know, one of my best moments when I go for Hajj or for Umrah is when I look at my sisters and my brothers and my mothers and my fathers. And I feel so good. I feel so good because these are my own brothers and sisters. And likewise here the same. All my sisters, they are more sisters than for those who don't know. You are more sisters and mothers than brothers. Alhamdulillah. So we love you all for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Alhamdulillah. So let us go on to say that, my dear ones, do we realize that true love for our beloved Nabi Muhammad is actually wajib, compulsory? And it is not a, you know, this compulsion is not a matter of instruction of force and compelling. No, this is an instruction of love from Allah, who made it wajib for us to love Rasulullah, so that we be loved by Allah, and we be loved by Rasulullah. And because of our love for Rasulullah, all the Muslims around the world will love us. Allahu Akbar. Our beloved Nabi Muhammad says, لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى أكون أحب إليه من والده وولدي والناس أجمعين. Your iman is not completed. You don't have true iman unless you love me more than your mother and your father. We have been instructed by Rasulullah, first by Allah and Rasulullah, to love our mothers and our fathers, to love our children, to love the Muslimin, to love people. But in this hadith, Nabi Muhammad says, your iman is not completed. You haven't got true iman until and unless you love me more than your mother and your father, than your children, and all the people in the world. And furthermore, my dear ones, please take note in a serious way what Allah says about the importance of love, the love for Allah and the love for Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah says in the Quran, قُلْ إِنْ كَانَ آبَاؤُكُمْ وَأَبْنَاؤُكُمْ وَإِخْوَانُكُمْ وَأَزْوَاجُكُمْ وَعَشِيرَتُكُمْ وَأَمْوَالٌ اقْتَرَفْتُمُوهَا وَتِجَارَةٌ تَخْشَوْنَ كَسَادَهَا وَمَسَاكِنُ تَرْضَوْنَهَا أَحَبَّ إِلَيْكُمْ مِنَ اللَّهِ وَرَسُولِهِ وَجِهَادٍ فِي سَبِيلِهِ فَتَرَبَّصُوا حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ أَمْرُ اللَّهِ حَتَّى يَأْتِيَ اللَّهُ بِأَمْرِهِ وَاللَّهُ لَا يَهْدِي الْقَوْمَ الْفَاسِقِينَ. Say, Ya Rasulullah, say to your people, if their mothers and their fathers and their children and their brothers and sisters and their spouses, their partners, and the rest of the family, and the money that they earn, and their business, and their homes that they are so much satisfied with, if all those people and these things are more dear to them than Allah, and more dear to them Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and more dear to him to strive in the deen of Allah, Allah says, give us a warning, then you wait for me for the day of Qiyamah. In other words, you wait what is going to happen of punishment to you if those people and those monies and those homes and everything in this world are more dear and more loved to you than Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So my dear ones, let us conclude with a beautiful incident in the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and a beautiful hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the incident that happened in the time of Rasulullah alayhi wasallam is that the Nabi Muhammad alayhi wasallam always being alert what is happening around Rasulullah, and that's a beautiful quality to have, and always noticeable. Rasulullah noticed that Thawban, one of his khadims, was looking a bit down. And then Rasulullah then asked him, مَا لَكَ يَا ثَوْبَان? What is wrong with you, Thawban? Why are you looking so down and sad? And Thawban said, Ya Rasulullah, I love you so much, Ya Rasulullah, that if I haven't seen you for a day, then my whole day is spoiled. But that is not the reason why I'm feeling so down today. The reason why I'm feeling so down and bitter is because I was thinking about the next world, the Akhirah. I don't know if I'm going to make it to the Jannah. But even if I'm going to make it to the Jannah, Ya Rasulullah, I won't be able to see you because you are going to be up there, Ya Rasulullah, in the highest of Jannah. That's why I'm feeling so down, Ya Rasulullah. The Nabi Muhammad didn't answer and respond to the concern of Thawban. But who answered? And who responded? Allah As-Sami'ul Alim. Allah, the all-hearing and the all-knowing. And Allah revealed the ayah. May yuta'i Allah wa Rasul. Whosoever obeys Allah and whosoever obeys the messengers of Allah. فَأُولَٰئِكَ مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ مِنَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَالصِّدِّقِينَ وَالشُّهَدَاءِ وَالصَّالِحِينَ. Then those people who have obeyed Allah and obeyed Rasulullah, because that is a true love for Allah and that is a true love for Rasulullah, to obey Rasulullah, then those people will be مَعَ الَّذِينَ أَنَّمَ اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِمْ, with those who Allah has favored. And this is a very, we just need to pause here. Who are the people that Allah favored? من النبيين والصديقين والشهداء. And the reason why I say we must pause here, because that is what we are asking Allah minimum 17 times every day. اهدنا الصراط المستقيم. Oh Allah, guide us on the صراط المستقيم. Which صراط? صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم. The way of life of those people who you have favored. That is what we are asking Allah. We are asking Allah that Allah must guide us on the path of the way of life of the Nabiyeen, Wasiddiqeen, Washuwada. And it's so important that we need to know that. Otherwise, that's not much meaning into asking Allah. That is actually what Allah wants us to understand. You are asking every day me that I must guide you on the way of life of Rasulullah, the way of life of Nabi Musa, Nabi Zakariya, Nabi Dawud, Nabi Isa, all the Nabis, and all the Siddiqeen and Shuwada'i was Salihin. So Allah responded to Thawban to say to him, if you obey Allah and if you obey Rasulullah and you follow Rasulullah and you love Rasulullah, then you will be with Rasulullah. In fact, you will be with Rasulullah when all the Nabis and all the Salihin and all the Siddiqeen. And the hadith that I want to end with is that the Nabi Muhammad says, من أشد أمتي لي حبا. Of my ummah that have got the greatest love for me, says Rasulullah. Nasun yakununa ba'di, are people that will come after me. Yawaddu ahaduhum law ra'ani bi ahlihi wa mali. They will come after you, but they would so much desire that if they have lived in my time, they've seen me with their family and with their wealth. And how many times don't we wish that we have seen Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam? But inshallah, with our love for Rasulullah and with our obedience for Allah and obedience for Rasulullah alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah will grant us inshallah the honor and the privilege to be with our beloved Nabi Muhammad alayhi salatu wasalam in Jannah. Wa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam Muhammad. Alhamdulillah.